Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Kathy Bradley and welcome to the show. And today we're talking about the number one reason why you want to meditate and what that will bring into your life. So right now there's a lot of chaos going around. There's a lot of noise. We've just had president change and there's been a lot of energy out there that we may not want to connect with. So one of the things that we can do for ourselves, rather than allowing all of the noise to influence us, all of the drama and the noise and the energies out there to influence us, we need to find the space to reconnect with ourselves. Because what happens is when we allow all of that noise and that drama to connect with us, then we're moving out from our space, so to speak. And there's this illusion that we have. And the illusion is of time. See, what we do is we focus our attention either in the past events or we move into the space of worrying about the future. And worry and drama and fear. Fear is the big thing that's ruling all of this stuff that's bringing this tension, that's bringing this anxiety to your whole being, to your body, to your thought process, your mental body, and your emotional body. So what we want to do now is talk about what is the most important thing that you can do to alleviate the stress and not even have to connect with it. And the answer is to connect with yourself through meditation, and the best way to do that is through your breath. Now, I've talked about this before, and I'm going to probably talk about it again. The breath is the gift of your life. And the key here is the breath. When you connect with your breath, you're connecting and you're focusing on the present moment, right? So when we're in this present moment, we're not in that illusionary state of what happened in the past, and regurgitating all the stories that occurred in the past, and we're not moving into the fear of the unknown of the future. You see, what's going on right now is the shift of the ages. So it's affecting us in every aspect of our life. It's affecting us economically. It's affecting in the governments. It's affecting in the social. In every aspect of your life, things are being affected. Okay? The reason for this is things are falling apart. All of these structures, the structures that we've been dealing with, they were all meant to fall apart. And so now what we see is we see all of this drama going on, all of this chaos and noise, because these structures are falling apart. So if you're in that place of the mental mind and you're going into that illusionary state of the past and the future, it's really scary. And yet, the gift of all of this is finding the simplicity of the present moment, which is through your breath. You're seeing your breath. You're bringing yourself into your I am presence. We're dismantling all of the mental, all of that monkey mind, right? That monkey mind, which is the place of the ego, E-G-O, edge God out. So we're in that place of the mind and in that place of judgments. And this all happened not by coincidence. We actually allowed it to happen by, in a sense, becoming hypnotized by layers and layers of programs. Programs, whether it came from family, whether it came from education, whether it came from friends, whether it came from clergymen. And the hypnosis is of the mind and believing in judgments and in belief systems that are not even your own. So we've allowed all of these many, many overlays to occur, and it's falling apart. All of these rigid structures are falling by the wayside because they no longer serve us. So now we're moving into this place of unlimited potentials, unlimited possibilities. And the key is you do this by connecting with your I Am presence. The I Am presence is found through our breath. So with that, right now, let's take a nice cleansing breath. Breathing in all that is good. And exhaling anything that no longer serves you. We're all having a lot of clearings going on right now. If you're feeling any sickness in your body, you're allowing that to go right now. Breathing in, and the simple technique that I'm going to share with you today is the breath. And how we're going to do that is it's three circular consecutive breaths. So breathing in the light and exhaling the love. Breathing in the love. And exhaling the light. And if you haven't already done so, you could place a hand on your heart and another on your solar plexus. Breathing in the love. And exhaling the light. And now I'd like you to take a moment and have an awareness about yourself. Do you see there's a shift from where you were before we started doing the breaths? You find you're in a centered, calm, happy place. So the reason, the number one reason why we go into meditation is to find our happy space. That's really all we want, right? And so when we're out there and there's the noise and the drama and the chaos, you're not in that happy space. You're in the tense space. You're in that place of insecurity. And when you come to this place that we just did, right now, take another three deep consecutive breaths, breathing in and exhaling. And now I'm going to ask you if you'd like to, you can take this moment to release yourself from all limiting beliefs. Just let that go with the exhale. Breathing in, love. And as you exhale, let go of any beliefs in lack with the exhale. And breathing in the light. And in your exhalation, let go of any beliefs in separation. Beautiful. So this is something, this is a gift that you can give yourself every single day. You could do this 3-4 times a day, and it takes like 3 or 4 minutes. So, for example, when you wake up in the morning, you could set the intention and do the 3 nice, deep, consecutive breaths like we did. You can even envision it like a number 8, easy flowing in and exhaling, flowing out. And when you're in that space, you're in the space of presence, of the divinity of your higher mind, and God, where all of the answers come to you. You don't need to look outside yourself for the answers. And so this little tool is very, very powerful. And it also gives you something else. It gives you your I Am presence. You're connecting with all that is. It brings you into your happy space. And then from this happy space, you keep connecting with this space 3-4 times a day. Then you begin walking around in this space. And then you are able to connect with your I Am presence to receive the answers so that you can use your discernment. Discernment's a very important thing to connect with these days, right? I think a lot of people are looking outside of themselves for the answers, for someone to tell them what to do. It's like that leadership. That leadership is falling away. And so what's happening is we're fighting against that. We're resisting that because we're finding out that the answers, really, our truth, our knowingness, is an inside job. And I'd like to talk just a moment about knowing this. So often we've been, we've been programmed to connect with the mind and the mind only, and to know, quote, know everything. And it's not a knowing in the mind. It's you becoming the knowing. It's that inner wisdom that comes to you. So yes, we have the mind, and it's a beautiful tool in addition to the wisdom of your soul, the wisdom of your heart, which flows to you as you make this connection with your I Am presence. And it's very simple, yet very powerful. So give yourself this gift. You see, this is a brilliant way of seeing the world around you as this magnificent play that's going on. And you can't even see that it's this magnificent play going on until you sit in a place of neutrality, so to speak, at a park bench, and you get to watch objectively from a neutral place, from that place of love, and see all of the moving parts that are going on. And then you get to a place where you realize that you are part and parcel of these creations. They are there. The people, the places, the things are there as you create them. So move into that place. Embrace that. See that that's been going on. And now you see it from a place of an awareness. You see, you've moved out of unconsciousness where you weren't even aware that you've been creating this. And sometimes we create these things that are catalysts that move us out in a very major way. Maybe it was a way that we wouldn't imagine that it would occur. And yet these changes that occur sometimes do come around in very big ways. And so our awareness is that everything happens for your highest good. So when you see that from this neutral place, from this place of love, rather than the place of fear, you become more and more aware of your role and your ability to create. And so you look at yourself from that place of love. You see with an awareness of how you've created. And now you get to create with a new awareness, with a new place of bliss. So you're moving out of stress to bliss. Breathe that in. Right now, I am happy. Breathe that in. I am pleased with myself. Breathe that in. And now the last thing you're going to breathe in that we're focusing on at this moment is I like me. So breathe that in, my friends. Feel the love that you are. Know this as your truth. Live this, be this, walk around in this space, allow it to come into your entire being, and allow yourself to create with beauty, with color, with an imagination, and it's through the breath. So thank you all so much for coming. We love you, and we're with you, and remember, it's as simple as your breath. Wishing you great blessings for a beautiful day. Thank you. Love you. Bye.